I've played a lot of Halo. I got into the series pretty late with Halo 3, but I've played it pretty faithfully since then. And one of the reasons I've played it so much is my friend Kyle. We have a particular love for the doubles mode of Halo, where you and your friend face up against two people in a relatively small map, and you make each other entirely miserable. You can't hide in a doubles game. You know that every single person on the other team needs to go after you if they have any hope of winning. We develop strategies, we act different ways at different times, and we try to adapt to what the other team is trying to do. What I'm saying is, I've spent a lot of time inside of glowing corridors with a variety of weapons, firing them at people, picking up grenades and power-ups, and then doing our best to win every round, no matter how many rounds it is. Those glowing hallways and artifacts all play a part in a lore that has been built up around a whole variety of Halo games. And for some people, that lore is everything. Halo has a function where it can give you news, usually telling you that XP is doubled for the weekend or that there's a new map variant to try. But one day, earlier this year, the Halo game told us that there was going to be a Halo convention. Not just a convention, a traveling road show where Halo-related events would take place, Halo-related rides, and the ability to walk the hallways of Halo lore and connect with others who shared your love of the Halo series. As soon as we saw that news, Kyle and I had the same two thoughts. This was the most stupid, harebrained idea we were going to see that year, and we knew we had to go. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, William Hearn, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who are supporting me and helping me get out of debt. The Halo convention was called Halo Waypoint and was being put on by an affiliate vendor for Microsoft's Halo department, which is 343 Studios. The website was scant. It really didn't tell you what was going to be there exactly. It had a bunch of language saying that it would be a fun time, but it didn't have a whole lot of information about schedules or events or what you'd see when you went in the door. It did tell you that there were going to be appearances of Halo Waypoint in different cities across the United States. Halo was going to travel through the country like a juggernaut and place itself in a whole range of convention centers. After discussing the pros and cons, Kyle and I both settled on Chicago. It was a direct flight for both of us, and I have family there. If this Halo thing didn't pan out, and we were positive it wasn't, there'd at least be a lot more to do. As time went on, the information about Halo Waypoint didn't increase all that much. There were a few videos on the website indicating that they were building props from the Halo universe. How good they were going to look and what they were going to put out there, had no idea. But as the date grew closer, we played more Halo, got told that this thing was amazing over and over and over again, and we just decided to hope for the best. Halo Waypoint was being held at a convention center right near an airport, so transport was going to be pretty easy. Just take taxis when you needed to, and then walk over to the convention center when we wanted to. We only booked it for one day. We figured we'd get the point pretty quickly. This isn't the first time that I've experimentally tried to be part of a pop culture remix of something that has a large amount of fans. Way back in the 1990s, at the time of Mortal Kombat Mania, I found out that there was going to be a Mortal Kombat kids show at an ice rink in Hartford, Connecticut, and a couple of my friends and I all loaded into a car, went into this ice rink and watched, completely ironically, the Mortal Kombat show. It was a kid's show, so it was tons of kids and tons of their parents. And because it was in an ice rink that did sports events, the beer vendors had been open for it since they were open for everything. And there was a dad behind us who had gotten blasted on beer. Apparently, he figured it was a 5-beer minimum to be able to get through Mortal Kombat with his kids. All these kids dressed up as Mortal Kombat, and this dad screaming at the top of his lungs every time anybody mentioned one of the Mortal Kombat characters. The other thing that I remember is that it was a multi-act event. We were watching some sort of analog of the Mortal Kombat events, and one of the stuntmen who would play a henchman in various scenes was way too good for this show. While I don't have any direct information about how this person got involved in this show, it's not outside the realm of possibility that a job is a job, and if you find out that you can get a 5-month stint playing a henchman in some kid's show that's going across the country, it's money, it's a paycheck, and you just have to go through it while looking for your next gig. Anyway, this guy was way too good. Other stuntmen would get punched out during Mortal Kombat and fall over. This guy would fall backwards into a handstand, then do a flip, and then fall straight onto his face in a way that looked like he was destroyed. He kept doing this. He would flip 2 or 3 times in the air and then land on the mat during a fight. Everybody else was doing combat light. He was selling it like it was a Fabergé egg. Wherever you are out there, overqualified henchman, I wish you the best, and I hope you went on to bigger and better things. So, getting back to Halo Waypoint, I knew it could have gone in any of a number of directions. When Kyle and I landed in Chicago, got the hotel room, and waited for what the next day was going to bring, we had no idea what we'd be walking into. Since the price wasn't that different, we had gotten the quote-unquote early access pass. We could get into the convention center an hour before the regular tickets did. It also gave us access to some sort of VIP lounge involving Halo. We had no idea what that was going to be either. So let me set the scene for you. We arrive at Halo Waypoint. There are banners up to tell us what part of the convention center this is going to be, because it wasn't taking the full convention center. We went up a whole bunch of corridors where a bunch of hired-for-the-weekend guards were pointing us to different booths, and we went in and got our tickets. They gave us a couple trinkets and a Halo Waypoint bag, and then we walked over to the entrance. The first thing we found out is that there were 2 different parts of the convention center that Halo Waypoint was going to be in, and that one of those 2 parts was across 2 floors. I found out later from the staff that this wasn't usual. It was just all they could get from this particular convention center. You walked in, down these steps, and there was the Halo banner. Not only that, it was blasting the theme for Halo in this empty convention center. Video games had become reality for us. We went through the entrance and found ourselves in a Halo museum, which had all sorts of murals and props and weapons and vehicles, and very long, very intense walkthroughs of what each of these things meant. Information that held no interest for me whatsoever. Walking past that, you ended up in a Halo-themed shooting gallery that one might see at a carnival, and then a theater-in-the-round experience where you could go inside and be told about a set of artifacts that had been discovered on one of the Halo rings and what it all meant to archaeologists. There was a corner with Legos for sale of different Halo kits, and there was a very large competitive LAN section where you could sit down at a top quality station and play the PC version of Halo. There was also a stage in the corner with all sorts of Halo luminaries, developers, voice actors, artists talking about various parts of the Halo lore throughout the weekend. There was naturally a vendor section if you wanted the experience of buying a Halo sweatshirt or replica weapons or hats or a bunch of other items I didn't look too closely. There was a cosplay alley where folks could give you hints on how to do cosplay along with posing with various members of the 501st, which is the Star Wars group, but what you're going to do, it's cosplay. On the lower floor of the main section, there were a number of large-scale rides, which, as far as I could tell, meant you would be waiting in line for an hour for the ability to sit inside of a truck and be shown video images while the truck shook. There was the obligatory, maybe I should say legally required, laser tag with a Halo theme, and also brand new versions of Halo-themed arcade games where you would get into a Warthog and drive around while shooting at the Covenant. There was a reading library containing both board games and a number of books related to Halo and science fiction. And if all of that wasn't enough, in that other section of the conference center, where you had to check in and check out with your badge every single time, there was a VIP room which had a number of salty snacks and cookies available, along with a number of video game consoles and a kind of set-up living room where you could sit on a couch and play various video games, along with the opportunity, I found out later, for a number of celebrities to come hang out with you at various times. Celebrity in this case being versions of the Master Chief and other Halo characters in costume, willing to pose with you for photographs. There was also a quiet room, which is a innovation of the past few years in conferences where there's no sound, the lights are down low, and it's a series of couches so that families or people who find themselves getting overwhelmed can go and de-stress. While there, I put up a picture of Kyle sitting alone in the quiet room and claimed that was the whole convention. A unexpectedly large amount of people thought I wasn't kidding. And then there were a couple rooms for one-off events like contests or giving instructions about some aspect of arts and crafts. I didn't go into them. And that, in a nutshell, is how they put together a Halo convention. So we spent a pretty large portion of the day hanging out. We took a break at one point, walked across the street looking for something, and found, of all things, a Caddyshack-themed restaurant run by the Murray family, which included photos of Bill and Brian Doyle Murray and the rest of his family, and it had a menu that would have given me yet another heart attack. And to make things even weirder, there was a goth convention going on in the hotel where the Murray-themed restaurant was, meaning that this Caddyshack-themed restaurant was full of goth people with strange tattoos and makeup, all getting ready for their big day with their big theme. So the big question is, did I have a good time? Well, the answer is yes, mostly because of Kyle and the two of us who spend a lot of time online, but not with each other in person, having the incredible luxury of just hanging out together in a weird sort of visual world of places that we play together every day, and also our sense of humor kind of laying on to all of the weirdness going on. Kyle's up for anything, so we tried a little bit of almost every event there. To make things even more cyberpunk-ish, there was an AR game going on where you would have a Halo Waypoint app and you would aim it at these different symbols on murals and maps and locations, and if you got enough of them, you won an achievement and you could get some sort of trinket. I didn't need it, didn't want it, but it was kind of fun doing a Easter egg hunt on top of everything else. The people they hired to walk around in costume were incredibly friendly, incredibly fun, knew that they were doing something odd, but were totally into it and having a good time. And let's be clear, the kids I saw, the kids in their Master Chief outfits or wearing all sorts of helmets and walking around with a bag of Halo stuff. They were having a great time. I try to imagine being 8 or 9 and your parents take you to this world down the street that's in this bizarre black room full of lights and props and space-themed monsters, and then them taking you everywhere in it and having you run around and play them. I mean, when you're older, you see the plastic, the fakeness, the focus on portability more than accuracy built into all of the machinery and equipment. But I'll bet when you're that young, it's just a wonderland, and you know that your parents love you very, very much. The only part of this that I found a little weird is why they were doing this in 2019. Halo 5 Guardians had come out in 2015. It was now 4 years old. There were announcements that year that Halo Infinite, the next in the series, was going to come out with the next Xbox console in 2020, at the end of the year. So it was at least a year and a half before we were going to see anything new with Halo, and it had been 4 years since the last time we had seen something new from Halo. Why do a convention then? The only thing I could come up with was that somebody thought it was a good idea in 2017, and then it must have taken them years to get it all together. For whatever plans and public relations and advertising and promotion thought it would be a good idea to hollow out part of a convention center, fill it full of weirdness, and declare a Halo convention out of thin air, I just want to say, you know what? Thanks. And if you ever have a chance to stop off at the Caddyshack-themed Murray Family Restaurant, and you decide to have anything, consider having the golf ball appetizer. It is a deep-fried meatball, and it is literally checking my blood pressure to die for. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Forrest Fuqua, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. You know, the most ironic part is that about 2 months after Halo Waypoint, 343 Studios made a change to the doubles mode on Halo 5 that ruined it for me and Kyle. Like, we can't play it anymore. They changed how the rules work. They changed what maps you play on. It's actually unplayable right now. It's built for some sort of 2v2 Major League gaming rules. It's no fun anymore. Don't worry about me and Kyle. We'll always find somewhere to play. But the irony of these ironclad, quote-unquote, improvements to the doubles game are not lost on me and Kyle.